Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Imagine a wine that tastes like Southern France and feels like doing something good in the world. That's Flying Whale Wine. Born from tradition, built on innovation, and driven by a man whose passion for craft is only matched by his commitment to giving back. Let's go!
Hi, I'm Maba Ba. I'm the founder of Flying Whale Wine.
So the name Flying Whale is an homage to the Dogon people. They were a tribe in West Africa that their whole architecture and belief system was based on the Sirius star system, Sirius A and Sirius B. It's not until the 40s that we as humanity know of the existence of Sirius, because it's a white dwarf. It's not only naked to the invisible to the naked eye, it's also it was invisible to every telescope that we had until the Hubble telescope was invented. Yet somehow this ancient tribe knew of its existence. So we had these two French anthropologists, Marcel Griol, went down to interview the last four Dogons back in the 40s when they realized this mystery. And that's how we know of their tradition. They wrote a beautiful book called The Pale Fox about it. And so there is not that many pure Dogon left, if any. And I called it Flying Whale because they believe that coming from the Sirius star system was an extraterrestrial being, an amphibian being called the Nomo, who flew from Sirius B to Earth to drop off the first humans and restore harmony and peace on the planet. And they flew in a whale-like ship, so in a flying whale. So that's where that comes from.
And we don't need to get into the specifics, but sperm whale is my favorite whale. I just like the ergonomics and the way that it looks. You know, there's a million different kinds of whales, right?
That's right. Yeah, many, many.
Yeah, so what's your interpretation of the whale?
I've always been fascinated with whales breaching. I grew up in Senegal, in Dakar. I grew up diving a lot. I've been very close to the ocean my whole life. And I've always been fascinated with whales breaching. And I thought at the same time, what if the whole evolution of whale, obviously it's not scientifically, but just as an imagination, what if the whole evolution of whales was to get out of the ocean, and they keep trying and they fall back in. So.
It is fascinating that when they breach, yeah, that mammoth body coming out of the water, and it's just, like you say, yeah, they're trying to get up, but they can't do it.
Yeah, but they can't do it, so I give them wings, you know.
So Senegal, refresh my memory, it's the westernmost part of Africa.
That's correct.
Yeah, explain to us a little bit, say you're standing on your house. You're standing on the house. What are we looking at here?
In Senegal, well, Dakar, where the city where I was born and raised, is a peninsula. So it's surrounded by the ocean. You're looking at the Atlantic as the most west you can possibly be on the African continent, literally digging into the Atlantic. You're looking at the beach, you're looking at baobab trees, white sand, culture, beautiful colors, great music, great food. It's the country of the Teranga. Teranga means hospitality. So it's a country of hospitality. Everybody eats together.
Okay, is there a shipping port there, since you're right on the ocean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a port. There is the port of Dakar. There is also the Gorée Island that has a lot of history. I think a few U.S. presidents visited. Yeah, it's a cultural hub.
So that's where you were born, and so you've got that reference point. And then what projected you into France, where we'll get to that right while we're recording this? You're in New York, so you're a world traveler.
Yeah. yeah, definitely always been a world citizen, traveled a bunch. I've just been a serial entrepreneur, and what always pushed me was curiosity overall and learning. I find meaning, I find different meanings for life in different things that I've done. And in this case, it was the time for wine. I got an opportunity to meet a great winemaker in the south of France, in Elnay, France. It was not planned. About 3 years ago, I was in Miami having a meeting for something completely different. I went there for a film festival, and at the same time, I had a meeting because I'm a filmmaker. I make movies as well. And so at the same time, I had a meeting for something different. I'm a huge WNBA basketball fan, And I wanted to meet with some people talking about WNBA. But when I sat for lunch, I learned that they both people I was meeting used to have a wine company. So the meeting turned into the chat about wine. I always loved wine. I always loved the culture around it, how old of a tradition it is, how it brings people together. It's always been fascinating to me. I didn't know much about it. I just knew what I liked. I knew my palate, even though I couldn't really talk a lot about it. You know, it was still intimidating. So it was a great opportunity to learn. I asked one of the person at the meeting, and she told me that she knew this great winemaker in the south of France. This was June of 2022. In August, I was in the south of France getting introduced to DJ Rodriguez, whom we developed a great friendship and been working together since.